Welcome to Kingdome in Seattle, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Seattle Mariners. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Kurt Stillwell. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Eisenreich. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The DH, Matt Winters. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bob Boone. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Floyd Bannister. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Harold Reynolds. Batting second. The left fielder, Henry Cotto. Batting third. The first baseman, Darnell Coles. Batting fourth. The DH, Jeffrey Leonard. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Presley. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ken Griffey. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jay Buhner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bill McGuire. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Brian Holman. And now, play ball. Kurt Stillwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Stillwell takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Stillwell moves to third. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Stillwell scores. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Royals. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 2-0. There goes Jackson. The throw from McGuire and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Tartabull strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cotto hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Coles hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. Coles reaches second base with a double. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Leonard hits a pop-up into center field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Matt Winters is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Winters hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Presley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 0-0. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Griffey. White reaches second base with a double. Tabler moves to third. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Boone hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tabler scores. White scores. It's 3-0, Royals. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Stillwell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Stillwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boone moves to second. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coles fields it and throws to second for the out. Boone moves to third. 2 outs. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 0-for-1 in the game. Eisenreich hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Presley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jay Buhner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Buhner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cole scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jackson for the out. 1 out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. Tartabull hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tabler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Matt Winters is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Winters is 0-for-1 in the game. Winters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cole scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Winters for the out. 1 out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Presley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotto is 0-for-1 in the game. Cotto hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Coles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Coles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Leonard is 0-for-1 in the game. Leonard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coles moves to third. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Presley is 0-for-1 in the game. Presley strikes out. Two outs. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Griffey is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffey hits a pop-up towards third. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Stillwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stillwell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Griffey. Stillwell reaches second base with a double. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stillwell moves to third. One out. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Eisenreich is 0-for-2 in the game. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cole scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Eisenreich for the out. Two outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Jay Buhner is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Buhner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buhner strikes out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill McGuire is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGuire hits a fly ball into center field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Tartabull is 0-for-2 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards third. Presley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tabler hits a line drive into center field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Winters is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Winters is 0-for-2 in the game. Winters hits a fly ball into left field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cotto is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cotto hits a fly ball into center field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Coles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Coles hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 1-2. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. White strikes out. 1 out. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Boone hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Stillwell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boone moves to second. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Seitzer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cole settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Eisenreich batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Eisenreich is 0-for-3 in the game. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into left field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Leonard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leonard strikes out. 1 out. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Presley is 0-for-2 in the game. Presley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Griffey is 0-for-2 in the game. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bannister fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive towards short. Vizquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Tartabull is 0-for-3 in the game. Tartabull strikes out. 2 outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tabler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Ray Palacios now playing first base. Jay Buhner is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Buhner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buhner takes first base on ball 4. Mario Diaz pinch hits for Omar Vizquel. Mario Diaz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Diaz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buhner moves to second. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Dave Cochran pinch hits for Bill McGuire. Dave Cochran is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There's a wild pitch. Buhner moves to third. Dave Cochran batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Cochran hits a line drive towards first. Palacios catches it and steps on first to double up Diaz. 2 outs. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Buhner scores. It's 3-1, Royals. Scott Bradley pinch hits for Henry Cotto. Scott Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Boone and he is safe. Reynolds steals second. Scott Bradley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bradley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Eisenreich. Bradley reaches second base with a double. Reynolds scores. It's 3-2, Royals. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Coles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Coles takes first base on ball 4. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Leonard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Mariners 2. The Royals will come to bat. Mario Diaz now playing shortstop. Dave Cochran now playing left field. Scott Bradley now catching. Jerry Reed now pitching. Matt Winters is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Winters is 0-for-3 in the game. Winters strikes out. 1 out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Buehner. White reaches second base with a double. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Boone is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Diaz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stillwell is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. Stillwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Steve Farr now pitching. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Presley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Presley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Griffey is 0-for-3 in the game. Griffey strikes out. 2 outs. Jay Buehner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Buehner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Buehner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Royals, 3, Mariners, 3. Greg Brierley pinch hits for Mario Diaz. Greg Brierley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brierley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Mariners 3. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Brierley now playing left field. Dave Cochran now playing shortstop. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Seitzer strikes out. 1 out. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Eisenreich is 0-for-4 in the game. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Dave Cochran is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There goes Cochran. The throw from Boone and he is out, Stillwell applying the tag. 1 out. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Reynolds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Scott Bradley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bradley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bradley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. Bradley reaches second base with a double. There goes Reynolds trying to get to home. Jackson throws the ball into Boone, who tags Reynolds for the out. 2 outs. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Coles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Mariners 3. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-4 in the game. Tartabull strikes out. 1 out. Dennis Powell now pitching. Bill Buckner pinch hits for Ray Palacios. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Matt Winters is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Winters is 0-for-4 in the game. Winters strikes out. 2 outs. Tom Knight in fewer now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. White is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. White hits a fly ball into left field. Briley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Bill Buckner now playing first base. Tom Gordon now pitching. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Leonard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Leonard strikes out. 1 out. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Presley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Presley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Griffey is 0-for-4 in the game. Griffey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Mariners 3. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boone is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Boone hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gary Thurman pinch runs for Bob Boone. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Thurman. The throw from Bradley and he is safe. Thurman steals second. Kurt Stillwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stillwell is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. Stillwell bunts towards the mound. Knight in fewer fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Knight in fewer. Thurman moves to third. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds has Thurman trapped. There's the throw to Bradley and over to Presley, who tags Thurman for the out. Stillwell moves to third. Seitzer moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 1 out. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 0-for-5 in the game. Eisenreich is walked intentionally. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Mike McFarland now catching. Jay Buhner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Buhner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Buhner hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Brierley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brierley is 0-for-1 in the game. Brierley strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Cochran is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Mariners 3. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Tartabull is 0-for-5 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Steve Trout now pitching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Buckner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tartabull moves to second. Brad Wellman pinch runs for Bill Buckner. Matt Winters batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Winters is 0-for-5 in the game. Winters hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tartabull scores. Wellman moves to second. It's 4-3, Royals. Mike Schooler now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. White is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 doubles. White bunts towards the mound. Schooler fields it and throws to first for the out. Wellman moves to third. Winters moves to second. One out. Mike McFarland is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McFarland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wellman scores. Winters moves to third. It's 5-3, Royals. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stillwell is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. A double, and a walk. Stillwell strikes out. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. McFarland moves to second. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Eisenreich is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into left field. Brierley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Brad Wellman now playing third base. Kevin Seitzer now playing first base. Scott Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Bradley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Coles is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Coles strikes out. 2 outs. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Leonard is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Leonard strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5, and Seattle Mariners, 3. Goodbye from Kingdome in Seattle.